I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. I'm looking at some of the reactions here about Kevin O'Leary, and a lot of people are on his side. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 800-905-0989. I am a geriatric millennial, which means I am on the older scale, which means when I grew up, we didn't have a computer in the home. I remember what a big deal it was when we bought our first computer. I remember hooking it up to the kitchen table because we didn't have a computer desk to put it on. And I remember what it was like when my mom brought home Wolfenstein 3D. And I saw what it was like to do a 3D game when all I had was Nintendo and Super Nintendo before that. And I thought, whoa, PC gaming is amazing. So I grew up in a time before the internet, and I grew up in a time when I had to learn a lot of things that now people just automatically have a computer do for them. And the world of AI, what my kids are growing up in, you have to make sure they know how to use the old stuff, because one day I know that type of way of thinking will help them. Because there's a certain way of thinking that goes into using your hands, knowing how it used to be done, because in a lot of ways technology today just kind of replicates those steps, and you'll never be able to troubleshoot unless you know the way it used to be done. And then you can, okay, let's go through these steps in my mind. I can help this out. So that's where I'm at as a geriatric millennial. Luckily, when I bought my first house with my wife, it was coming off of Obama's crash, late 2000s, early 2010s. We bought our first home. And at the time, I thought, wow, we're really stretching our budget when we paid $110,000 for a house. That was the stretch of the budget. And I keep thinking about this, and I tell my wife, we are so lucky and smart that we bought the house when we did, because we instantly got some equity because the home sales rose. And then when, unfortunately, working in radio, you end up going into different markets. So we end up selling the house. We bought another house. That house value increased. We sold that house, bought another house. We're on a third house right now. And I kept thinking to myself, if we were still in the first house, we'd have it paid off by now, that 110. Here's the problem that we run into in the way Kevin O'Leary, I'll read some of your text messages too. Let me read these text messages first, then I'll make my point. One person said, I love it when you fill in, Ryan. Oh, it's been too long. I know. Thank you. One person said, Kevin O'Leary sounds about right to me. O'Leary is so right. Another one, he's right. They don't understand wants versus needs and delaying gratification. Social media is a big contributor to that mindset. Another person said, Ryan, I agree with Kevin, and I'll do you one better in regards to home ownership. The nicest, most expensive cars you'll find are at apartment complexes. That is an interesting point. You ever look around at coworkers of yours and you say, how can they afford to live? And I drive a beater. I drive a 20-year-old car that's rusted, and it's got 210,000 miles on it. It runs, but it is nothing to look at. When it gets cold, the transmission's sluggish. I mean, there's a lot of problems with this thing. And every day when I start this thing up, I think, is this going to be the last day this thing runs? Because when it's dead, it's dead. There is no reviving this thing. And I go into work, and I work in radio. And when you work in radio, you look around and you say, okay, it's not the most lucrative business. So wait a minute, how are people driving all these nice new cars? And I think to myself, maybe they put the emphasis on the car and they delay other things that are more important to them in life. Could that be possible? One person said, kind of hard to buy a home when you have a $1,000 car payment. Ooh, that's a good point. One person said, Mr. Wonderful is right. By cutting back on or cutting out completely bottles of water, designer water, and coffee and sodas, a person can put the something. Our texting is a little bit weird. It kind of cuts it into multiple phrases. Okay. money in a Roth IRA or into a high-yield savings account and save towards a mortgage. Eating leftovers is a great way to save money. Don't throw money away in the trash. Okay. One person said, I don't know if he is right, but when you factor in things like taxes, time, gas, electricity to cook and stuff, now I see the most waste of money is Grubhub, and that the biggest problem I've seen, but that's my opinion. Okay. So here's what I'm going to point out. And here's the trap that I think we really run into, and this is where the problem is, because affordability when it comes to housing is a big issue. When you have the cost of a home, where a starter home is like $250 now, okay?
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
And the interest rate is, let's say, 6.5% APR, okay? Now, one, you got to come up with 10 to 20%, hopefully 20% down on that house. So now you're talking about, well, 50 grand. That's a lot of money to come down 50 grand. You don't have that. Okay. So now you come up with, let's say, 10 grand and you're paying the extra tax for the insurance because you're under that 20% marker. Okay. So that's going to add on to your monthly payment. When I look at like my parents, for example, or let's look at anyone, let's say going back 30 years, even back to the 1990s, when you can buy a house for 100 grand and you're happy with that house, you're like, 100 grand, that's a good house. Would you rather pay, let's say, 10% on a $100,000 house? Or would you rather pay 6.5% to 7% on a $300,000 house? So taxes have gone up. Property taxes have gone through the roof. Local governments, states, they have bent over a barrel on this one because they have just, the taxes are out of control in so many different spots. Insurance is a lot higher too. So all the auxiliaries that you would normally lump in to an escrow to pay for that mortgage, it's much more than just the percentage that you're paying on the loan. You're paying a high percentage rate compared to, you know, the amount that the house is worth. So you're paying more there. The banks are getting more money. Everyone's getting more money. And everyone else is getting poorer because the way that it costs to live and own a home is more expensive. Now, let alone, if you have to hire someone to come in and fix something in your house, how much more expensive is that? If you bring a person out to your house, essentially, they'll look at that and say, oh, that'll cost $1,000 to fix. Like, they don't even want to come out to your house unless they can make a grand off of you. Isn't that ridiculous? They're like, okay, fine. I got 10 other people that I can go service, and they'll pay that just because they want to get it done, and they're not going to think twice about it. So everywhere you look, you are just paying out the nose. So here we are today. Everything's more expensive. You can do everything right. You could skip the avocado toast. You can skip the $5 coffees. You can never order from Grubhub. And you can buy and drive a 20-year-old beater, and everything is still too expensive. So this is my gripe against Kevin O'Leary. You're right. People can take that money, and they can put it into an account. And if you're lucky on the ambitious side, you make 8% on that account. But based on the way the cost of living is today, you're not going to be able to do that because you're going to have to save for a down payment, or you're just the cost for everything. A brand new car, if you want to buy a car, the starter car now is like 40 grand. That's like the cheap starter car. If you buy a new car, if you buy a used car, you're looking at 8 grand for a car that doesn't have 150,000 miles on it. So now everything that you're doing, you're saving up and you have to spend it. You're saving up and you have to spend it. You can't make headway. And listen, even if you cut all those things out in your life that I mentioned before, you're still going to feel like you're falling behind. That's the problem we live in today. I know when it comes to housing, the Trump administration and urban development and all of these different national agencies are working with Donald Trump because they're saying we got to cut regulations. We got to make it easier to not only build a house, but we got to make it so you don't get taxed out of your house too. Let alone, let's say you've been in your house forever, and they want to keep raising your property taxes, and now you can't afford to live in a house that you actually own outright. That is stupid. Ridiculous. That shouldn't happen for our seniors. You can do everything right, Kevin O'Leary, and you can still fall behind. So we got to address housing, absolutely. Oh, and someone else texting in. Ultimately, blame the Fed and the fake money. Yes, that's all contributing into this. All right, coming up after the break, Carrie Lutz, author of America's Great Parking Scam, You've Been Robbed. And boy, is Carrie Lutz right. I am not a fan of having to go anywhere and pay for parking because it is a scam. If you want to reach me at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook would be another great way, too. I'll keep the text messages open. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 800-905-0989. Don't go anywhere on WORD.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.